Blog Talk Radio.
Think. Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, business, financial, entertainment, and networking needs. Big day, everyone. Big here, your host tonight. We appreciate your support in spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Have you spread the word today? I hope you all had a chance to listen to our Sunday segment by Coach Dion. If you haven't, make sure you check the archives. Tonight's show is dedicated to our past guests from April 1st to June 1st. We would also like to inform you that Think Big Radio is also looking for hosts. A little bit about us. We were started in September 2007. We've had 100 plus shows, and within 6 months, we had 100,000 plus listeners. Our location, you big thinkers out there know, it's worldwide, internet-based. About you, well, first of all, you have to be a big thinker, a business owner and or professional. You need to be motivating, encouraging, straightforward, likable, committed to helping others, and creative marketer. Also able to commit once a week and find three exceptional guests a month. You can submit your info to www.thinkbigmediagroups.com. For all of you looking to be a host out there on Think Big Radio, visit www.thinkbigmediagroups.com. You can also call to leave a message at 1-800-420-8454. Extension TALK, which is 8255. Once again, that number, but we prefer you to go to the website, and you will be directed back to the website, is 1-800-420-8454, extension TALK, TALK, 8255. We'd also like to make a couple of announcements for a couple of our new hosts, but let me give shouts out to our hosts who are still with us, Mary the Encourager, Coach Dion, Mrs. Rain, our new host, Mrs. Sunshine, and Gloria Warrior, also known as God's Way. Our hosts come from different areas of the country and have different levels of experience, and we are all here to help you. If you want to find out about our hosts, visit thinkbigradiohosts.com. Once again, visit thinkbigradiohosts.com to find out a little bit more about our hosts and our specific businesses. We have two new hosts that are going to be coming on, but we're going to let that be a surprise to you. So listen for them and their interviews sometime this month. I'd like to share with you all our numbers first from April 1st to July 1st. Make sure that's the right thing. Yeah, April 1st to June 1st. All right, we've had 17,698 archive listens since we've reached over the 100,000 mark. Actually, a little bit more than that, but I'm just quoting the days from April 1st to June 1st. We've also had 109 live. Now, we'll get to explaining what live listeners are, but sometimes we have live listeners who just don't show up being live on our sites. And we've had over 100 callers, 104 at this moment to be exact, not counting our Sunday segment with Coach Dion. Okay, without further ado, let's give a rundown and a thank you to, first of all of those listeners, all of those live callers, and all of those who have helped our station to grow. So let's start with April. The first person we had on in April was Sterling McCormick from Quincy, Massachusetts. Make sure you all visit his site, www.dreamstategraphics.com. He's a sought-after graphic designer that talks about his passion for the arts, broadcast, film, and marketing. Sterling McCormick, www.dreamstategraphics.com. His site will blow you away. It is awesome. We next had Miles Walker from Knoxville, Tennessee. Now, Miles Walker was a gentleman who came on the show, and he had Tourette's. But let me tell you, this gentleman is awesome. Not saying that people with Tourette's are not awesome, but he's doing big things and he's educating people about Tourette's in the African American community. After that, we had Robin Howard from Chicago, Illinois. But Miles Walker is www.mileswalker.com. That's Myleswalker.com. www.mileswalker.com to find out more about him. Now, we also had someone from my home city, Chicago, Illinois, Robin Howard. Robin Howard, another dynamic big thinker, she started a firm that assists people with their home inventory. You might want to visit inventorybychip.com. That's inventory, B-Y-C-H-I-P, inventorybychip.com. Great interview, as we believe all of our interviews are great. Then we had from Pittsburgh, Tamika Raquel Davis. Now, she shared some of her poetry with us. And if you are a poetry lover, and not only a poetry lover, but someone who's interested in business, you need to check out Tamika Raquel Davis's interview. Also, check out her site, www.publishedauthors.net/Tamika Davis. That's www.publishedauthors.net/Tamika Davis, and that's TOMEKADAVIS. We had three gentlemen on from three different areas of the country: Emmanuel Danzi, Dreesen Ruckett, and Lee Sumlin, young entrepreneurs. I am looking here, and I don't appear to have their website, but I will check that so that you guys will know exactly who they are. But they had a very great interview, and please, when you get a chance, go back to our archives for April and look for Emmanuel Danzi, Dreesen Ruckett, and Lee Sumlin. That was one of the first times we actually interviewed three people at one time, and I like to say, because these gentlemen are smooth, the interview went smooth also. Next, we're going to get into May. In May, guess what? Our last interview was very special to me. It hit home for a lot of us out there, and it was with Daitan Borders. You guys really need to take a chance and go to our May interview with Daitan Borders of SavingOurChildren.bravehost.com. That's www.savingourchildren.bravehost.com. This lady put together an organization that helps us to find, and not only find, but helps alert us to the missing children that are out there and how in the African-American community we are able to find those children. So if you get the chance, please listen to that interview. That's once again, go to her website also, which is SavingOurChildren.BraveHost.com. Now, after that, she's from Grayson, Georgia. We had another gentleman from Chicago, Illinois, and his name was the Elder Isaac C. Hayes. Yes, and for those of you who do know, Elder is similar to Pastor. And to visit his website, you need to look at www.HOTS Ministries.com. He talked about major issues confronting both youth and adults. And his awareness of the changing times enabled him to reach a population often overlooked. That's Elder Isaac C. Hayes, HOTS Ministries.com, HOTSMinistries.com. Another person who came on the show from Tampa, Florida, was Audrey Cabness. Her web address is Spectrum Media, and that's Spectrum Media with one M, imaging.com. That's SpectrumMediaImaging.com. Spectrum Media Imaging.com. When Audrey was 19 years old, she started the world's first luxury out call service. What's that? You need to listen to her interview to find out. But she's doing some big things, and just finished up on the steering committee for something that was going on out there in Tampa, Florida, dealing with youth. And she had people on there such as Russell Simmons and Ron, Reverend Ron, and a lot of big panelists, and it was just awesome. So remember that Audrey Kavnis, SpectrumMediaImaging.com. Then we did a little something that we tend to do every now and then, is we went out of the United States. That's right. Not all of our interviews are from people who are in the U.S., but this time we went all the way to British Columbia. That's Inverness, British Columbia, to talk to Max Fandurl. www.bookingcalendar.com. That's www.bookingcalendar.com. This busy gentleman created a calendar that will help and assist you with your booking. It's online, it's smooth, it's efficient, it's a great thing. And I couldn't even, you know, come to think of the time he had to take to put this calendar into play, because of the simple fact that he's also an extreme athlete. You want to find out about that part? Just go to www.flyingmax.com. That's flying like F-L-Y-I-N-G. max.com, www.flymax.com. That was Max that came on from British Columbia. Now, we also had from Chicago, Illinois, Samara Smith. She is part of Tiny Productions. They talked about their play, A Devil in God's House, and the upcoming release date. Now, this play, as far as in Chicago, Illinois, has garnered much controversy and resistance, but because of that, it's made it even stronger. A Devil in God's House, Samara Smith, Chicago, Illinois. Make sure you get a chance to visit that interview, Tiny Productions. Okay, now, another of our Chicagoans is Kevan Ware, that's K-E-V-A-N. W-A-R-E, www.imaxconsultants.com. That's www.imaxconsultants.com. Now, let me tell you something about Kevan Ware. When you come to Chicago, if you're looking for a big event, then that's the person that you need to get in touch with, and you also need to make sure you visit imaxconsultants.com. He's doing big things for professionals all around the Chicagoland area. You're looking to host an event, get in touch with Kevan because he knows what he's doing. Now, we had Gloria Walker. That's right, one of our new hosts, Gloria Warrior, also known as God's Way, all the way from Knoxville, Tennessee. Her website is www.workathomebusinessopportunity.ws. That's right, workathomebusinessopportunity.ws. She has many opportunities for you. Make sure you visit her website. You can also find her on our website, thinkbigradiohosts.com, if you want to find out a little bit more about her. Now, all the way from Torrance, California, came Frederick Howard, and you can find out more information about him by visiting www.fredhoward.com. That's www.fredhoward.com. You know, this guy, he's so in-depth. He talks about foreclosures, the changing market, you know, the crisis. He's definitely one with his unique business model that you know, you should look into, because whether you're starting a business or you're trying to save money because of foreclosure or whatever, that's the gentleman's interview that you want to listen to out of Torrance, California. Now, another gentleman we had out of Chicago was Luster Luck Lockhart. Luster Lockhart is a developer. And for all those of you out there who are looking to learn how to develop property and how to, you know, shake hands and mingle around, mingle with the political elite, this is an interview that you need to listen to, because Luster knows what it takes, and he's been doing it for a while now. That's Luster Lockhart, Chicago, Illinois. The website is unionpointhomes.com. That's P-O-I-N-T-E point, unionpointhomes.com. Okay, and that's pretty much it for wrapping up our guest. I hope you guys continuously tune in to thinkbigradio.com. We look forward to assisting you. If you guys even want a particular guest on, all you have to do is also click on the picture, I want to be on thinkbigradio.com, because we have a section there on the website that definitely tells you where you can sign in and choose anybody you want to come on the show. So we just don't, you know, look for guests and have them come on and talk about specific topics that we think people may want to hear about. We also go on and make sure that we find specific guests that you yourself have asked to be on. Once again, this is Big, your host for tonight. You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Now, I'd just like for you to take 1 minute to bear with me, because some of the guests that we mentioned tonight, I wasn't able to pull up their website. So right now, I want to do that. Emmanuel Dancy, Dreesen Ruckett, Lee Sumlin. Two are from Hampton, Virginia, and one is from Le Marquise, Texas. And for some reason or another, I don't see their website up here. So really, I can't give you their website. But if you listen to their interview, that's Emmanuel Dancy, Dreesen Ruckett, and Lee Sumlin. They came on April 17th, 2008. And for those of you out there who don't know and who do know, our shows are always at 8 p.m. Once again, I thank you all for listening to Think Big Radio, making us the show that we are today, and hopefully we'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow we've got a special guest, and just so you know, remember that little thing I said about we're going to be interviewing some of our new hosts? Well, guess what? Tomorrow's interview is going to be one of our new hosts. Thanks for thinking big, everyone. Have a big night.